WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
What's up, everybody? Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Now, who here loves a good road trip? You know, that feeling of hitting the open road, the wind whipping through your hair, music blasting, the thrill of getting somewhere new. But here's the thing, sometimes we get so caught up in reaching the destination that we forget to actually enjoy the ride. Life, my friends, is a lot like that epic road trip. We're constantly setting goals, chasing dreams, aiming for that next big milestone. And while those goals are awesome, don't let them become the sole focus of your journey. Because trust me, you'll miss out on some serious beauty along the way if you're just staring at the rearview mirror, waiting to arrive. Today we're tackling a powerful Stoic principle focusing on the journey, not just the destination. Think about it like this. Is that amazing view from the mountaintop worth missing the sunrises and sunsets you experience along the climb? Is scoring that dream job worth neglecting the valuable lessons and experiences gained in each step leading up to it? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you shift your mindset and truly savor life's journey. 1. Embrace the present moment. This is huge, folks. We spend so much time worrying about the future or dwelling on the past that we forget to appreciate the beauty of right now. Practice mindfulness, pay attention to your senses, be present in your conversations, and truly experience each moment as it unfolds. It's like saying why yes to life instead of constantly looking ahead. Find joy in the process. Remember those road trip playlists we talked about? Life's a similar journey with its own soundtrack. Focus on the small wins, the daily joys, and the little victories along the way. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small it seems. Did you finally nail that tricky yoga pose? Awesome. Enjoy that feeling of accomplishment. Finish that challenging project at work. High five yourself. These moments add up to a fulfilling journey. 3. Learn from every experience. Even those detours and unexpected turns on your road trip can lead to amazing discoveries, right? Life is full of lessons, some are planned, others thrown our way. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Analyze what went well, identify areas for improvement, and use every experience to become a stronger, wiser version of yourself. 4. Practice gratitude. Seriously, gratitude is like the ultimate mood booster. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even that perfectly brewed cup of coffee. Focusing on what you have instead of what you lack can shift your entire perspective and make the journey feel richer. 5. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. We live in a culture obsessed with instant gratification, but true fulfillment comes from consistency and dedication. Be patient with yourself, trust the process, and enjoy each step of your unique path. Celebrate milestones, but don't forget to savor the everyday moments that make up the richness of life's journey. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're training for a big marathon. You wouldn't just focus on crossing the finish line, would you? You'd put in the miles every day, track your progress, celebrate small victories, and learn from each run. Life is similar. We all have our marathons, achieving career goals, nurturing relationships, pursuing passions. But remember, it's not about just getting to the end. It's about embracing the training, enjoying the process of becoming stronger, wiser, and more resilient along the way. The journey itself shapes you, molds you, and ultimately makes the destination that much sweeter. So, what's your next step? What's one small thing you can do today to focus on the journey instead of just the destination? Maybe it's taking a moment to appreciate a beautiful sunrise, savoring a delicious meal, or practicing gratitude for something you often take for granted. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a reminder to enjoy the ride. And as always, keep that Stoic spirit strong, embrace life's journey with courage, resilience, and a whole lot of zest. Until next time, keep those minds sharp, hearts open, and spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.